too aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello, welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it's a true joy to be here today with you. I had a friend the other day say that she was going through just a tough time and a lot of stress hormones being activated. And she said, does anybody know of anywhere I can go just to be around positive people, just to like have a great conversation or maybe go to an expo or listen to some people speak and pour into me? If there's any events that you know of, just let me know so I can change my conversation. And I get it. She was going through a tough time and she was looking to change her internal conversation. I personally love going to expos for that reason, because I'm surrounded with like-minded people. I get to hear these great speakers pour into me. I take notes. It's really a receiving space for me. That's why I love it. And there is an expo coming up. Yay, I have good news for you all. It is the 24th and 25th of March, and it's called the Best You Expo. It's at the Long Beach Convention Center, and the reason I'm telling you about it is because I have the creator and the founder here with me today, Bernardo Moya. And Bernardo has created not just an expo in his life, so much more, a magazine, and he has successfully done this very expo in London for the past, I think, 5 years?
I've been running the Best You for 5 years. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes.
The Best You as a brand has been around for 5-6 years. We started with a magazine, but our expos, 3 years they've been running. We just did one 10 days ago.
And how was that in London?
It was surreal, really. It was amazing. I mean, you know, we've been working so hard. We've doubled in size every year, but this year was just beyond our wildest expectations. Obviously, there's a need for it. And, we had 180 speakers. It was 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah, 160, 170 booths with all sorts of inspiring people. And, we had around 12,500 assistants, attendees. So it was amazing.
It creates quite the energy, doesn't it? I remember going to the Long Beach Convention Center for the Governor's Women's Conference. And it was amazing. It was so great. And that was several years ago, but it hasn't really ever been recreated in a way at that same convention center. So I'm looking forward to the energy, because it's a great space.
It's a great space, yeah.
It's a big space and it's a great space. So let's back up a little bit and talk a little bit about you and your story. Why would you start, or did you get started in this particular field?
I remember when you asked me the first time and I said, I don't know. And I was just joking. No, I mean, listen, like all of us, I suppose, you know, that we go through a time in our lives when we start questioning a little bit, kind of like, you know, what we're here for, what our legacy is going to be. And I've been very lucky. I have three amazing kids. They're all grown up now, 26, 25, and my daughter's 21. So, but, you know, in my mid-30s, I'd done a lot of training, a lot of sales courses, marketing courses. I remember kind of the first one that really impacted me a little bit was Rich Dad, Poor Dad with Robert Kiyosaki and Sharon Lecter. But apart from that, I was trying to find something with a bit more meaning, and that was kind of my first encounter. So my first encounter that really brought me into kind of this world was an NLP book, which was Paul McKenna's Change Your Life in 7 Days. He's a very famous hypnotist in the UK. Some of you guys may know him over here. But basically all his work is based on Richard Bandler, Dr. Richard Bandler.
Oh, yeah.
So that was it. That's how I got into it. I love the book. I got to confess, I went in it to the course after reading the book. I thought, oh, I've got to do this. And it was more about trying to help my staff, my team. I had 25 employees at the time. I wanted to help them communicate better and think better and be able to build better rapport with customers. So I went in for commercial reasons, but I remember standing in the middle of the room. And I love the name of your show. And I remember I'm standing in the middle of it, because I think it was on day two, day three, I'm standing there. And I was very skeptical. And I was aware for the first time of my thoughts. I was aware of how I can think, you know, and thinking, why am I learning these things now? So that's how I got into it. I got into it with NLP.
Why am I learning these things now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But It literally kind of made me understand that I wanted to do something with a bit more meaning, without a doubt. And at the end of the course, I thought, because I'm Spanish, my parents are Spanish. I was born in London, but my parents are Spanish. My mother tongue is Spanish. I was brought up in Spain. But
with a name like Bernardo Moya,
yeah,
of course.
But I've managed to keep both languages. But at the end of the course, I thought I would like to be able to inspire, help, change people's lives through NLP, and then maybe becoming an author. So that was it. I did my practitioner, my master practitioner course. I did my trainer training, and then at the time that I was doing all my NLP training, it was when the real estate market in Europe and the economy in Europe, you know, started turning, and I was heavily involved and invested in property, and I pretty much was losing everything. And wow, it was all happening in front of my eyes, and there was nothing I can do. But luckily, at that time, I was already kind of NLP trained, and I think I dealt with it in a way that I wouldn't have if I wouldn't have had the training. So that's how I got into it.
Let's dive into that for a second, because we all go through these massive breakdowns. And it doesn't matter what business you're in. It could be a full moon. I mean, there are moments where the parasympathetic nervous system just checks out and says, nope, not going to help you right now. It's all stress. Stress is going to just take over.
Yeah.
And the effects that has on the body, I mean, it causes all sorts of damage and suppresses immune system and so forth. But yet we still do it. We still go into that place when we have massive breakdown. It's going to happen.
Hmm.
Pretty much the only thing that's inevitable is chaos.
Hmm.
And I think if we can learn to have a different relationship with that chaos, as things break down and they go forward and they undulate and so forth, it's part of life.
Absolutely.
As you get older, you recognize the hills and valleys. And you go, ah, I'm in a valley. Oh, I'm in a hill. I'm in a valley. I'm in a hill. So what have you learned personally to put in front of or to layer over this massive amount of stress that could happen in anybody's life at any time? It could be stress, anything. How do you pre-frame it?
Well, as you said, I think what happens is that we tend to see this chaos or change as something that's bad. And I think the moment that we start looking at change as a natural, a natural step in life, you know, you start embracing it. So I think kind of what I did was really look at, and I've read a bit, and obviously that's Seven Habits and Steve Arcovian. And I remember, well, one of his quotes, which is very similar to Napoleon Hill, is, you know, out of every adversity comes an equal or greater opportunity. And so I've always seen that, you know, what is the universe trying to teach me? What am I learning from what's happening to me now? Why am I in this situation? And you know what? At the end of the day, you know, let's just put things in perspective. So, you know, I think that's what we are. We're resilient. You know, we are resilient individuals. When it comes, you know, whoever's a parent knows that instantly, you know, they will give up their life and they will sacrifice anything and everything, you know, for the security and safety of your kids. But then, you know, when we tend to have these challenges in life, we tend to see the dark side of it. And I just really look at, okay, what am I going to learn from this? And, you know, we were talking about, you know, kind of the Best You Expo and events. You know what? It is a stressful thing. But at the end of the day, if I know that I've given it my 100% and I'm looking at the good that I'm trying to do and how I am trying to help people, I can't really go wrong.
I love that phrase, out of every adversity comes another opportunity.
Mm.
And there's probably people listening right now that are in that heart-gripping moment, in a space where they can't figure out what to do or what's happening in their life. And if you can take time, like maybe even just listening to the show for the next 30 minutes and calm yourself down, you start to come up with solutions like Napoleon Hill did, like Robert Kiyosaki did, like these wonderful, you know, people that wrote these great books. Stephen Covey, these guys didn't write these books because their lives were fabulous.
Mm.
They wrote them because they figured out how to get through and how to be resilient. I've been following a lot lately the news and the events with these incredible teenagers in Parkland, Florida, and everything that's been happening there. And I really am looking at resilience being the main story. It's not the details of the gun and the laws and all of that's important, but the story of resilience is so evident to me with these teenagers and these families. And it's not just Parkland where people are lost. You go into the inner cities of LA or any other major city, and that volume of people are lost every month. And it's just, how do you get, no matter what life you're from, how do you get to the next level of peace, of resolve. And I'm just curious what your personal techniques are.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because obviously for me, you know, coming from a background of real estate, you know, in sales and marketing, and then getting into kind of this industry, it takes time. But everything I've done, and if I learn anything from my years as a builder, as a constructor, is you know, the importance of strong foundation. So anything and everything that you do in life, you have to have strong foundations. You have to build yourself up and from the bottom down. And some people expect quick solutions and expect things to happen and change over life. You know, some people signs up to the gym in January and they expect to be like, you know, have a six pack by February. You know, it just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. You've got to put the work in.
Yeah.
And, but yeah. I personally think that, once you've done that work, then you know, you have to step forward and you have to look at kind of, you know, what are you here for? And so for me, it was, okay, I've now come into this industry new. I'm now working with these amazing guys, which I read the book. Then I went into the seminar room. Now I'm promoting them. Now I'm working with all these amazing individuals. So kind of for me, here I am now, 12, 13 years in, and I've started believing quite a few years ago, but I start to believe that I have a voice and I have something that I can bring to the industry. And that's what I saw. I see that there's many amazing successful people, amazing stories, many inspiring people, but they put the work in. And as you quite rightly said, you know, not only they put the hours, but they've gone through challenges. You know, anyone that's written a book, any successful entrepreneur, you know, has have challenges. And I just think it's how we deal with it and how we deal with life. But I believe that if you don't look at yourself as an ongoing project, if you don't carry on updating mm-hmm. your software, which we're happy to do with our Apple, the moment we get a notification from mm-hmm. Apple, let's download that up. But when it comes down to us, we're quite mean. We're quite tight. We expect to do the same things and get different results, and it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So that's why kind of I do what I do, because I love being able to provide those that have an inspiring story, something to share, and there's a lot of people in the world, and then trying to connect those that are looking, seeking, interested in finding inspiration.
That is really well said, and that's very true. Now, I want to mention to our listeners, if you go to the website for KPFK, kpfk.org, you'll see there's a rotating banner on our homepage for kpfk.org, and on one of those banners, there's a very special treat for listeners, and I'm so grateful for you, Bernardo, to offer this to our listeners, because we do so many fun drives a year and we're asking for donations, and this is actually gifting our listeners something straight out for free, and we're really, really grateful for it.
My pleasure.
So Bernardo has been kind enough to donate 100 tickets to our audience, our KPFK listening audience. And all you have to do is go to kpfk.org. You will see the banner on there that says The Best You Expo. Lots of pretty colors. Mm-hmm. The Best You Expo. And just click on there and you will be able to, as a KPFK listener, get a free ticket to the event. And it'll go, and this is extended because this already actually expired for many other people, and Bernardo was kind enough to extend it so that he could be on the radio here and talk about it and talk about it on KPFK. So go to the website, kpfk.org. You'll look at the rotating banner there, and it says The Best You Expo. And it's March 24, 25 in Long Beach, and these tickets are free. Well, you can get them. But I want to mention who they're going to see. We talked about expos. We talked about why going is so important to shift, to change your internal conversation, to get together with like-minded people. Now let's start talking about some of the opportunities there and to meet people and who's going to be speaking. I am.
Yes.
I'm speaking on the Saturday night at 4:30. We'll get to that in a second. Who else have you got speaking?
Yes, so the format is something that we've been doing for the last, as I said, 3 years. It's worked really well. So we've got like 8 or 10 different breakout rooms, and they're all themed differently, because, you know, personal professional growth means many different things to many different people. So for some of it might be more spiritual, it might be more emotional, it might be more financial. It might be, you know, that you're into meditation and yoga. So we've got all these different rooms which are all themed differently. We've got I think it's sold out, the Empowering Women Room, where we've got all these great women speakers sharing their dreams and their ideas. We have the Health and Wellbeing. We've got the Passion to Profit. We have a Yoga and Meditation Room. So we've got all these different rooms. Now, one of the ones that – the Yoga Meditation is very popular. But one of the ones that I love is the Inspiration Zone, which I came up with it a couple of – a couple of years ago. And what it is just like we just do random stuff throughout the 2 days. And so we will bring snakes and spiders for those that have phobias. We'll cure it there and then, live.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. We will teach people how to walk on glass if that's something that they want to do. We can teach them how to dance salsa and tango. So, you know, we've got all these amazing things happening. But apart from that, we're doing sound baths. We've got Ravi coming in. He's going to do some sound baths for us. We got some singers. We got all sorts of great activities throughout the 2 days. And
so that's hypnosis, right?
Yes.
How fun. That is so fun. That's the inspiration room. So you've got the women's room.
Yep.
You've got the VIP section.
We have the VIP section, yes, for those that wanted to. Because obviously these general admission tickets that we have are for the expo. So this literally gives you access to the whole expo. You can go into any of the breakout rooms on a first-come, first-served. They've only got capacity around 100 people each. But, you know, you've got all these amazing sections there.
Great.
And then, obviously, for any of those that wanted to come and see the main stage speakers, there's a VIP ticket. And then you can come and see them. And that's kind of the amazing lineup of speakers that we have.
So this, we've got Jim Quick, who I know is an amazing memory expert. He's got a great level of information to pour onto people. And you can look up the schedule if you go to the website, kpfk.org. You just click there on the Best You Expo banner, and you can look up the schedule on here. But I know Jim Quick is speaking.
Yep, Jim Quick, he's amazing. He's so good. I saw him a couple of weeks ago. We've got the amazing Mastin Kipp. Love Mastin. I did a webinar with him last week. He's just so...
Tell me what Mastin Kipp talks about. I've interviewed him, but tell me about in your
words.
Yeah,
Mastin talks about love. He talks about obviously how we think. He talks about kind of like, you know, the mindset. You know, he's an all-rounder. He's a big, massive fan, obviously, of Tony. He did Training with Tony. He's a big, massive fan of NLP. But, you know, he's got some amazing coaching programs where he literally transforms people's lives. Extremely passionate, very eloquent. Full of energy, and he talks a lot about love as well, which you know we were discussing the other day. Dave Asprey, we're delighted to have Mr. Bulletproof there, so he's going to be speaking, and we have Bulletproof there as well. So they're going to be doing some sample coffees. I know there's a big community out there.
Big fan. I'm a big fan of Bulletproof. Everything, the coffee, the bars, the MCT oil, brain octane.
And he's actually bringing labs. He's bringing Bulletproof labs.
Oh, that's so fun. He has all those great, the portable cryo machine.
Yep.
I mean, if you ever wanted to try cryotherapy, and it's that deep freeze, and then it drives the blood into the cells and then expands it so that you can increase your circulation, that is available. That's really cool. I've seen that.
Yeah. Oxygen boost, vitamin boost.
Drips.
Yeah. All sorts of great stuff. So that's fun. Yeah, it's biohacking, and there's no one better doing that than him. So he's great.
Top of his game there. Yes, absolutely.
Dean Graziosi. So Dean, obviously, you know, a very successful entrepreneur, real estate investor, passionate again, and also kind of, hey, the man's come from nothing and he's built an amazing portfolio. But you know, he's going to be speaking there. We've got Dave Metzler, the sports agent. You know, he's a lovely guy. He does some coaching. He's obviously worked with all the, you know, he coaches a lot of the athletes. He's got his company called Sports One.
Pro level athletes, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Nia Peoples.
Yeah, that's great. Nia Peoples is an actress, and she's actually speaking right before me at 4:00. She is. She was on the hit series Fame, Walker, Texas Ranger, Pretty Little Liars. A lot of people love that show. She is speaking on creating your life from the truth of who you are. Mm. Very good.
She's lovely. She went on a journey of kind of like, I don't know if it's say self-discovery. It's just she went on a journey. And you know, I just spoke to her when she got back. And, oh, my God, she's in such a great place. And she talks a lot of wisdom. We were talking about love as well and kind of what it is and what it isn't. And she's traveled the world. So I'm sure she's going to be sharing a lot of that. We have Marie Diamond from The Secret. You know, she's going to be talking at the expo as well. We do have a room for Latinos.
Yay.
So we've got a small breakout room. It's called Desarrollo Personal. So we've got some Spanish speakers there. So if anyone wants to come and see who's speaking. But we have Ismael Cala. He's on the main stage.
We have a huge Spanish language programming here on KPFK. And so you are speaking our language.
Pues venga, os invito a todos. Seguro que aparece por allí y que va a ser un día, un par de días fantástico.
Gracias. And so that's happening on Saturday and Sunday, March 24, 25. And there's all these great zones that you can be a part of. Business people, you have your business area, best for business. There's a empowering women zone. There's inspiration zone. Of course, health and lifestyle, huge and important. If you want it, I've always said the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So if you have an important focus on your business, you also have to have that focus on your body and your relationship and your life. And it is a very good goal to get everything together. Doesn't always happen, but that's the point of coming to these expos, is that you can actually learn outside of your own wheelhouse different things that you can do to improve the quality of your life, and then talk with people about it.
Well, I think that's one of the things. I'm a slow reader. I struggle with my dyslexia to read books very quickly, so I do a lot of audible books. I do love reading articles in magazines and things. I'm obviously a big fan of TED Talks. I love watching stuff on YouTube. But for me, there's nothing like a live event. The experience you have when you're able to engage and speak to people and meet them face to face and feel the passion in the room. And one of the things that I'm so proud of for all these events is the energy, you know, kind of when you run these big events, you normally think, oh, because I've been to business shows and seen things like that, and they're quite soulless. You know, you just get these leaflet collectors who just literally, I don't know where they go and where they go with these leaflets, but they just come up with bags and just stack them with leaflets and they go. But no, we've managed to get this amazing energy because everyone that's there, they're coming with a, you know, they're open. They're open for learning. They've got amazing energy. So the energy in the room is electric. And that was one of the things that everyone highlights. So for me, coming to a live event, there's nothing like it. And there's always that, a key word, a turning point, something. And it tends to happen. I've seen it happen so many times in events like this.
Now, you've got the main stage room, but there's also another speaker experience room where there's actually, I thought this was really interesting. If you have something that you want to speak about, there's an application on the website in order to apply to be a speaker. Is that full?
We still have a few, but very, very few. We're down to our last booths and we're down to our last speaking slots. I mean, we have sponsored a lot of them for those that needed it or, you know, wanted to create awareness. I mean, one of the rooms that I'm very proud of is A Better World. So the whole theme of the event, and this is the theme or the ethos of the brand, of The Best You, is that becoming the best version of yourself is your obligation in life. You know, you have to be the best you. But I'm also, you know, kind of who am I, but what I have experienced is that there's amazing and great people, but there's also a lot of people that are in it for the wrong reasons, and I'll explain. I think a lot of people are in it, and I call it selfish development. So, you know, they maybe lost their way, and they're more focused on the money. So we're quite careful on making sure that we work with people that are like-minded. But my job is to educate educators to make sure that not only they are helping people become the best version of themselves, but within their message, they are also sharing the idea of making the world a better place. So we're supporting very important causes and charities, and we're trying to create awareness of it. I met Dr. Sylvia in a talk, and Wyland is one of the charities that we're supporting and is there.
Wonderful.
And she was saying that you cannot care about of what you do not know about. So if we are able to educate people and help them become the best version of themselves, then ultimately they should also make sure that they're addressing the things that, you know, the planet needs help with. And there's – so A21, for example, is slavery. You know, there's 34 million slaves in the world, and it's terrible. You know, it's
still?
Still, yeah.
Existing.
34 million slaves in the world. So we have a panel, A21. We're supporting them, and we're going to be talking about slavery. We're supporting a veteran's path, you know, supporting the veterans and some of the revenue that we create through the VIP tickets and the revenue we make from the speaking slots and stands are going towards them. We also create awareness about global warming, plastic and the oceans. We're showing a documentary about the plastic and how we're polluting our seas. So that's the job of The Best You. That's what I'm trying us to do. We're trying to educate those that are helping others. And one of the rooms is A Better World.
Ah, that's what that is. That's wonderful, because this organization helps other people as well. This whole event does. And that's a brilliant idea, because just to have a bunch of people talking about how to improve the quality of your life is great, but you have to actually do something about it too in the meantime. And you are, and you're donating to these charities, and I think that's amazing. People can find out about the charities as well at the event. And I also want to mention, if you're listening to KPFK right now and you are able to get to your computer, if you go to kpfk.org, our lovely station website, and look at the banner on the website, it's a rotating banner, so wait till the one, or you could just click on the Best You Expo banner. And Bernardo and his team have been kind enough to donate, flat out, 100 tickets to this event. It's on March 24th and 25th at the Long Beach Convention Center. And guess what? You don't have to call to make a premium pledge for it. It's really, truly just flat out free. This is our give back to you for all of the wonderful times that you've given to the fund drive and given to KPFK. And we so appreciate you. And these tickets, even though they're free and they are complimentary, I should say, doesn't mean that you blow it off, because sometimes people tend to do that when they don't invest in something. They tend to think, oh, I don't really need to go. Well, look, if you miss this, then you miss all these great opportunities to expand your mind. The only one that really, really pays is you if you don't show up. And so the idea is that you take this gift and you receive this as a gift from our wonderful coordinator here of the Best You Expo and KPFK. And we are a sponsor of the event. You will see me there. I have a booth that is the Best You Expo, at the Best You Expo in the area there. I can't remember which area I'm in. But it'll say KPFK. It'll say the Aware Show. You'll pretty much be able to see me. And come by, say hi. We have all sorts of things to sign up for. So there's a program that I'm doing right now called Prosperity Evolved. It's a wonderful program that we're doing every Monday night. So it's about evolving your conversation around prosperity in every area of your life. So that's a program that's underway right now, and we're inviting people into that program. So you'll hear me speak about that on Saturday night at 4:30. I'll be on the main stage. And also, then you can come say hi to me at the booth. But this is really about giving back to you, the wonderful person that you are, for listening and supporting the station and being a part of the conversation. And that's the other thing I wanted to address, is what we do here at KPFK and on the Aware Show is have conscious conversations that change the world. That this is really media with messages more than it is just a talk show. There's a whole point, a whole purpose to the Aware Show and what I'm here on this planet to do. I haven't shared my story with you, but I survived a very difficult brain injury and near-death experience to stay on this planet. And I got very clear, as many people do after they have those types of experiences, as to why I'm here and what my purpose is here. And it is to create conscious conversations in a mainstream format so that the most people possible can contribute and change their lives. Thus, the world becomes a better place. So that's why I'm here. And what you're doing is kind of the same thing. It's creating conscious conversations in pockets, in the hallways, on the main stages, at the booths, wherever people can commune and get together. Community is also another huge aspect. One of the things that we're seeing the most with this these tragedies that are unfortunately happening in our world is that brings communities closer, and they learn how to be resilient. They learn how to support each other and where to go to when this happens again. And building communities is a huge thing here. So you connect with people, you get to be friends on Facebook, you find out about each other, and you might just meet your next best friend. I've seen that happen. I've introduced best friends on the show. I've gotten people jobs. I mean, it's just connecting people with experts, and it's quite a blessing, and it's quite a wonderful experience to do. So that's another reason why people should show up for an event like this. There are no excuses. It's a complimentary ticket, but you just have to go and you have to sign up. So it's go to kpfk.org, look up the Best You Expo banner on the website and get your free ticket, please, now. I suggest it. And then also, if you want to be a speaker at the event, there is there are a few spaces open that you can go in and apply there. If you've really got something burning that you want to talk about, you can go onto the website and there's an application there that you can talk about why you want to be a part of it and what your message is and some of your experience and so forth. And so that's also an option for people that are interested in communicating their messages. So you're really doing the whole package here.
Well, we try.
I'm a good spokesperson, huh? Your event.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Just realize that.
Yeah, no, listen, you've done a great job, and you do this every day. Well, you do this with your shows and when you speak to people. And as you said, it is about communication. It's about, you know, providing people the resources and ideas for them to, you know, kind of find their way. I agree with you. I mean, listen, for me, it's the same. Life is for those that show up. You know, I think there's three types of people. I'm sure there's loads more, but there's three types I identify. Those that have given up. And unfortunately, you know, they think they're too old. They think they're too this. They think they're too that. They think they're this too. And they just carry on finding excuses. And I just say, unfortunately, that I think they've given up. You know, they put their knee down and they're just waiting for retirement and when literally just leaving the world. And then there's those that want to dream, have a vision. You know, they do want to do something. You know, they've read the book. They've attended the course. Maybe they're doing and they're helping people, but they're not really scaling it up. They're not really going for it. You know, they're still holding back. And then there's those that go out and change it and go and make the world a better place. And, you know, there's 7 billion of us. And you know what? The world needs us and the world needs inspirers. The world needs kind of like people to come forward. And because I was at a talk I was listening to Jeff Hoffman, who's a very inspiring man, and he was saying that there's no they. There is no they.
Because they are not doing it to you anymore.
No, there's no they. So the moment you understand that there's no they. And I experienced that when, you know, kind of my dad passed away when I was 15. And so kind of from an early years, I took kind of responsibility of my brother and my mother. And I always had this thing of looking or waiting for a father figure. And it's only when I had my kids that I actually realized that, you know, what I normally say is that no one's coming to the rescue. You know, you've got to get on with it. There is no one coming to help you. Mm. So I was always looking for that father figure. Mm. So, yes, for anyone that wants to take advantage of it, you know, of taking... As you quite rightly said, if you're going to take advantage, please just make sure you show up. If not, you know, there's definitely someone else that might. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the world is for those that take action. There's enough talkers. We need more doers. And the reason I'm coming to the U.S. is because I love and admire kind of how you guys, you know, tap into this and how many inspiring people there are. And all I've got since I got here is just amazing words of kindness and everyone's so kind of, you know, grateful for us bringing this over to the UK. But, you know, I'm very humble. I'm just here just kind of expressing kind of my journey and trying to provide a platform where there's 140 speakers, 2 days packed with, you know, amazing, inspiring stories and so much to offer. So, I'd love to see you all there.
That's wonderful. I was just thinking about how many people that I have met at these events that have truly changed my life, like that realization that you had when you realized no one's going to come and rescue you. Mm. Was it someone that helped you realize that someone that inspired you to change or to change the trajectory of your life, essentially?
I don't know. I just think it's kind of, it was a different, you know, I am a little bit older now. So it wasn't, you know, in those, I suppose now I maybe would have had a psychologist or we would have had someone helping us with some kind of therapy, you know, to kind of overcome it. But my brother and myself, you know, we just got on with it. Unfortunately, you know, I had my granddad and he tried to step in and he died like 6 or 9 months later. So I never had, so I think in business, what happened to me, I was always looking for a father figure as far as a partner or as far as working for someone. And as I said, I think it was only with time, by reading and by just when, you know, I'm 25, 26, all of a sudden I got a kid and then I'm thinking, oh, you know, kind of I'm responsible. And I lost my money twice because I lost again when I was 26. So I had to start all over again then. So
what's that pattern from?
Well, I think the first time, I'm very good with real estate crisis, the book crashes.
Ah.
I think the first time what happened was, again, I just simply wasn't prepared for what's going to happen. I think the second time, I just think kind of again, I wasn't really paying attention to all the indicators as far as this big real estate crash. And, you know, it caught a lot of people off guard, you know, this big real estate bubble. I mean, I understand now and obviously kind of with my training and all the stuff that I've done is how important it is to surround yourself with a great team, how important it is to be able to get advice and seek advice for those that know, those that have knowledge. Yeah. So, you know, I'm surrounded by an amazing team. I know pretty much anyone and everyone in the industry that I can go and ask for. And so, you know, I've had mentors. I have people that keep
mentors.
Me kind of, yeah, they're very, very important. So, yeah, having those figures now that I didn't have or I didn't go to or I didn't look for when I was younger was probably one of my mistakes, trying to sort it all out myself.
You know, that's interesting that you mentioned that word mentors, because I can tell you many of these people on this speaking stage have been mentors for me. Jim Quick, amazing, because he survived a brain trauma as well, but I use so many of his techniques. He taught me this memory stacking technique, and I use it all the time because we rely so much on our cell phones and to the point that we can't remember what we're doing for the day. We have to write it all down. Well, I do this little technique that he's given me for grocery lists and things I need to remember, people I need to remember to call. He's so great with those techniques. Practical things.
Practical things.
Yeah.
And he's extremely eloquent. I mean, you know,
he's such a great speaker.
There's just a podcast on him. Well, not a podcast, on an interview on Goldcast recently, and it's just it went viral. I saw him in a Mindvalley event a few weeks ago, and he is so eloquent. He's so smart. But when you know his story and where he came from and what happened and how he got to where he is today, it's tremendously inspiring. But, yeah, no, you're right. A lot of them are mentors, and it's very important to have them.
And Dave Asprey has changed my life in terms of the bulletproof. I mean, the MCT oils and what it does for my brain recovering from a brain injury, which is a constant process. It's not like you ever fix your brain once and then it's fine, like a broken bone. It's a constant reactivation. And I would say that for anyone, brain trauma or not, it is the level of stress and toxins that we're under in our load today. It is so important to keep your mind in a place of daily practice and connectivity and rewiring and refiring, and that's done with things that are new and also nutrients. And Dave has these amazing nutrients for the brain, not only the MCT oils, but he has this great stuff for mastering your mind. And it has to do with that. I mean, he's changed his entire body. Every time I see Dave, who is an amazing guy, every time I see him, he looks like a different person.
I know. He looks younger.
He does.
I know.
He's great. He's so committed to his health and to the health of so many people. He practices everything he preaches. He will tell you himself he's done 300 stem cell injections.
Yeah.
But because he's trying it out and he's had them directly into his head.
I know.
So he is an amazing person to listen to. And if you are interested in business, Mastin Kip is a brilliant online marketer. I know he talks about the Daily Love, but that man has created a following of hundreds of thousands of people online dedicated because he knows how to treat people. He knows how to connect people and how to allow them to create community. And he's somebody in terms of a business breakout. I know that he's speaking about the Daily Love and so forth, but he is a brilliant businessman.
He's very congruent. I mean, one of the things that I love about it, I met him. So I'm a great believer in serendipity. I came to LA kind of like a year ago or something, and he was pretty much kind of the first guy that we signed up for the expo. And so a friend of mine, Gail, rang or sent him a message. Says, "Oh, by the way, I'm in LA. Oh, I'm in LA." So we met, and I told him kind of the story of where we're going, the mission statement of the Best You, and he literally said, "I'm in. Count me in. That's it." So one of the things that I'll say about him is that he is congruent. And what it means is that he is in person as he is on stage, as he is with his messages, as he is with everything. You know, he walks his talk. He really, really does. And
functional life coaching. That's what he does. Mm. And he created that. And that's, by the way, we talk about mentors. Another great thing to do is when you're outside, like you mentioned, your team, or you just can't figure out how to do something, or it's maybe not your wheelhouse, you're a visionary, but you're not an accountant.
Hmm.
And you need to find someone who is a coach that can help you see the world in a different way. So it's really, really beneficial. One of our listeners is asking, how do we get the tickets? I will say this again. If you go to kpfk.org, our wonderful station's website, and you go to the banner, which you'll see a rotating banner on the website, a little arrow you can press to rotate through it, or you can just watch, and you will see the Best You Expo. And it is the Best You Expo. It's March 24th and 25th in Long Beach, and you will be able to see the banner right there. You just click on the banner, and you will be able to sign up for the free tickets right there. And there are Bernardo has been able to gift us here at the station 100 of them. So you'll get on there, and you see the solar banner, and you see the Kingston Trios and so forth. There's little arrows that you can go through the banner. Stop at the one that says, The Best You Expert. It says 100 free tickets. You really can't miss it. Click on view offer. I'm doing it along here with y'all. It's pretty easy. I checked this all out before I got on the show. It does say that it ends in 2 days, but we are going to go up until – Bernardo's going to extend this for us, but we're going to go up until we get the 100 people in here into the free tickets. So there's all sorts of things that you can do. There's 120 expert speakers. There's 11-plus workshops run by practitioners and hypnotherapists and people that can work with you, coaches. There's 8 full-length seminars and global leaders in the personal development world. I am speaking on Saturday night at 4:30. Would love to see you all there. There is – and I'm going to be speaking, by the way, on how to reset and repattern your brain around prosperity. So this is part of my daily practice is – learning how to break outside your comfort zone by creating new neural pathways in the brain through various techniques, one of which we're going to do there, which is visualization. You can't create it unless you see it first. Bottom line rule. So I do a lot with visualization on how to break through to your next level of prosperity in your life. And that could be health, wealth, relationships, whatever it is. I'm in the process of teaching a course on Monday nights on this. It is unfolding just beautifully. It's so beautiful how people are changing. I'm teaching with this with Dr. Scott Mills, who's brilliant in terms of a repatterning expert. And he has he and I together do these great exercises on really truly doing the work of slowly repatterning your brain by recognizing your story and relationships to money and so forth. It's really, really wonderful. We have such a great time. Anyway, you'll find out about that. We'll do some of those exercises on Saturday night there. And there's also, I love this interactive inspiration zone. Bernardo, how did you come up with that?
With the inspiration zone.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. It's, I think kind of, I suppose with the NLP training, one of the things that I love most of what we do is that, you know, obviously is dealing with limiting beliefs. That's what it is. We have a limiting belief. Oh, I can't do this, or I can't hold a spider, or I can't get on a plane. So we have, it's simply a limiting belief, and we have learnt it quickly. So if we've learnt it quickly, we are able to get rid of it quickly. And through some NLP trainers that we're going to have there, we will be able to cure live, you know, all sorts of fears. And what's amazing about that day when we do it at the NLP courses that we do in London, and I've just got to say, I've got two brands. One's NLP Life Training and one's The Best You. This is not an NLP event. This is a personal development event. It's just one of the many things that we teach throughout the 2 days. And basically, what's amazing about it is once someone gets cured of a phobia of a snake or a spider, then people start thinking, oh, my God, if I did that, what else can I do? And then it's because the mind starts thinking, what else have I been holding back? And it is an immediate and instant turning point of people start looking and seeing themselves and, you know, thinking and doing things differently. At the end of the day, it's a thought. You know, if someone has a fear of a snake or a spider, sometimes they don't have to see one. It's just the thought of it. So it's obviously something that we're thinking about. What we do teach is we teach people how to think differently, how to react differently, and then they'll feel differently. Mm. But the inspiration zone is all about, yeah, what else do you think you can't do? So we do. We might do a workshop on public speaking. We might do a talk about, you know, thinking bigger, which I'm going to be doing on the inspiration zone. We're going to be talking about, you know, as I said, the salsa is so cool.
Fun. You're going to learn how to salsa dance?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to learn. I can go in there and learn that?
Yes. Yes, we're going to have some experts coming in both days. Salsa, tango. We're going to be doing quite a few little dancing
things. Using hypnosis?
No. This is just kind of like the teacher will teach you. I'm sure they've got their own techniques, but who knows? They might be using some hypnotic language.
They have to hypnotize me to do that. But no, I love salsa dancing, and I am not an expert at all at it. So I would love to like get over my phobia of not knowing the right steps in order to to do that. That sounds amazing. And you also have a whole Spanish language programming section. So you have speakers there and wonderful people that are going to be helping with all of our Spanish language listeners. You can go get the free tickets. I encourage you to do that now. It's in Long Beach at the Long Beach Convention Center. And I love how well-rounded this is. I mean, you're really taking care of so many aspects. You've obviously done this before. We are giving back a proceeds to these very meaningful charities. They have a space there. If you, by the way, if you go to the website, thekpfk.org, and click on the banner, The Best You Expo, and you'll see where it takes you is a place to get your free tickets, and you just register. You just put your name and phone number and email and so forth in there so that you're on their list. And there's also 2 buttons down there being you can be a speaker or an exhibitor. So if you want to apply for that, there's another stage where they're selecting a few more speakers that if you want to have a message that you're really passionate about, you can apply. And also there's an exhibitor space there if you have something fabulous that you want to have a booth and display or sell, then you can go there as well and get a booth and be, you know, there's probably going to be, there was 12,000 people at the London event.
Yes.
Thousands
here, we hope. Obviously, the more the merrier. I mean, we can fit a lot of people in. But we've got all sorts of stuff. I mean, the great thing I love about this venue is that we have we do have an outdoor, so we're going to have some food trucks outside. Fine. I want to do some activities as well outside, so it might be that we do some yoga, some meditation, maybe some exercise as well outside. So, weather permitting. I mean, I'm a bit surprised with the weather we've had the last couple of weekends.
Oh, it's LA. Never rained. We're happy. We celebrate here. We're woo-hoo about it. Yeah.
But it's a great thing. But yes, I mean, we've put a lot of thought into it, and we've been doing it for a few years now. So as I said, we've doubled in size every year. So I think kind of we definitely are onto something because people are buying into it. You know, we record all the talks as well.
You're live streaming it.
Well, we're going to be live streaming the main stage, maybe, mainly, but not the whole event. But we are recording all the talks. For all the speakers and everyone that's there. But I mean, listen, I mean, it's just kind of, so you've got Labs there, you've got Bulletproof, you've got we've got Lululemon, you know, coming and bringing yogis in. Yeah, they're bringing in and bringing some yogis, and they're going to give us some mats for the day. So we've got some fantastic people. But then we've got publishers doing book signings as well. All the main stage speakers are going to be doing book signings. So they're on the schedule, you'll see as well who's signing books at what time, you know, buy a book from them, and then, you know, you can get it signed. We've got a lot going on.
I'll be doing that at my booth as well. Which will be fun to meet people. I always get a chance to meet listeners and people that I've wanted to connect with for a long time, and people always hand me, you know, what they're doing. It's really, really fun. It's a good space. if you have a question, you can always call us here, 818-985-KPFK, and give us a call. If you have a question for Bernardo or about the event and so forth, you know the number, 818-985-KPFK. But this is really a gift for you to invite you to a place complimentary – as being a listener of this wonderful radio station, KPFK and The Aware Show, and a place to find inspiration, a place to find like-minded people, a place to communicate and connect with people. And there's so much that you can do here. It's also, if you want to get hypnotized, excuse me, but it's a place where you've got to find, you know, there's also business communication and so forth. Who else is speaking in the Spanish-speaking area?
Well, in the Spanish-speaking area, we've got Ismael Cala speaking on the main stage. So Ismael Cala has got an amazing story. He was a CNN reporter.
Wow.
And very well known. He's published a couple of books. And he's got over 3 million people following him on Twitter, a couple of million on Facebook. And he's got over 1.5 million people on Instagram. So he's got a massive following. So Ismael is doing his talk on the main stage. His talk is free. So again, if someone that's Spanish speaking and wants to get a general admission ticket, which are the tickets we're giving away, you can see Ismael also. And then, you know, even as I said, the VIP tickets to see, you know, the main stage speakers are quite affordable. But no, we got to Veronica Sosa. She's a lady from Venezuela, but she's living in Europe. I'm going to be speaking there as well. We have Ismael Cala speaking there as well. I've got a guy from called Juan Antonio who's coming from Venezuela. We've got a lot of people. Plus, we've got obviously quite a few locals. I can't remember all of them. There's 140 speakers, and I had 180 in London. I'm struggling with all the
140
names.
140 speakers. My goodness. Well, you can check them out if you go to the website, thebestuexpo.com, and you'll be able to check out the speakers. But if you want to get the free tickets, you have to go to kpfk.org, and you'll see the banner on there that that gives you the BestU Expo link, and you can sign up and so forth. And it is a wonderful – it's going to be a wonderful event. I'm looking forward to seeing people there. But it's really about changing the inner dialogue and putting yourself in different environments that helps you grow and get new connectivities in the brain. And when you do that, then you start to converse and you do it in person. There are so many things that are done online these days, and you get distracted by your environment, or you get up, or there's no accountability. This going physically somewhere in an environment that's fun, there's a lot of great restaurants, of course, and Long Beach is a great area. But to spend time and invest in yourself and give to yourself, there's so many things during the day that tug at you, pull at you. There's, you know, things that you need to do. There's outside influences pulling at you. it takes a conscious effort to block off time. And if you don't block the time off, it gets filled up by other things and other people's needs, right? So if you actually block off time for yourself and say, I'm going to go to this and I'm going to block off the day for me to listen to inspiration, to experience it, to talk about it, to do exercises around it, to immerse myself in the conversation, it gives you so much more motivation and energy to go through the rest of your life, and you actually can make some decisions that help you be more responsible with your time, to covet your self-care more. I was talking a lot about the self-care movement with Cheryl Richardson, who's a wonderful author in this space, and she said if you don't have self-care, you will wind up destroying your own life because you're not taking care of yourself. Everybody else will want something from you, but you've got to have your cup full first. And that's what doing something like this event does, is it gives you the opportunity to give to yourself. And it's Saturday and Sunday, March 24 and 25, at the Long Beach Convention Center, which is a nice, spacious environment and lots to do.
Yeah, no, and I completely agree. I think kind of we get on with life, and a lot of the times, you know, we tend to focus around other people's needs, you know, other commitments that we might have, and it is really so important to be able to give yourself time, you know, and obviously those that do, you know, you understand the importance of meditating, and you've got a structure in your life and how you do that. You might have X amount of hours that, you know, you decide that you're going to read, but you need to update your software. And I was saying this, you know, kind of we permanently need to be on the lookout on how can we improve our thinking skills. And a lot of the stuff that if I've learned anything over the years, and I've attended so many workshops and I've seen so many speakers and worked with so many, is that understanding how to think is one of the most important fundamentals of it. And a lot of people may think, well, you know, well, I think, but what is the quality of your thoughts? You know, and that's kind of, as I was saying about, you know, your show and being aware, you know, being aware of your thoughts. Are your thoughts positive? You know, are they taking you in the right direction? Are you visualizing and are you thinking big? Are you thinking towards kind of who you want to become, who you want to be? You know, what are the things that you're still holding back and you're still putting on hold, you know? Because I'm a great believer that, you know, if you have a very clear timeline in life and you stick to it, you have to stick to it, because, you know, just the days keep passing by. And then, I mean, look at us. I mean, we're already in March. It's a quarter of the year's already gone.
Yes.
And so for those of us that have already set goals, you know, if you haven't like set some very firm, strict goals, you know, what will happen is you will realize that we're already in October, November, and then the year's gone by, and then, oh my God, another year.
Right.
Exactly. So that's why it's so important, because when you go to these events and you're listening to so many inspiring stories and you're seeing people that are walking the talk and they give you so many great tips and ideas, you know, you're going to come out of there buzzing and implementing things.
Yeah. And I was just talking yesterday about the pause. I remember Wayne Dyer used to talk a lot about the gap. And that pause and that gap that you have, that you create, is something that you need to take time to do for yourself. And if you go to the website and check it out, it's kpfk.org, you will find on there is a way for you to do that. It's to be in the gap, be in the pause, be in the space where you can give and figure things out. Sometimes I want that. I sometimes sit in my car and go, okay, what just happened? How are you going to figure this out? And we need time, you know, we need time. And I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but my intuition is getting so much keener the more I use it. And the more that I do sit and have that space, I'm able to see pictures clearer and I'm able to intuit things that are happening more. It's almost been freaky, the level of how fine-tuned my intuition is getting. It's been just, I'll be thinking of something and then it'll happen, or someone will have a conversation and I'll say, did you say this? And they said yes. And it's just really great, because the more I work with it, and every intuition expert I've ever interviewed has said, the more you work with your intuition, it's like a muscle. You will get more fine-tuned with it and it will grow. These types of events, and where I'm going with that, is these types of events are a place for you to sit, be still, listen to wonderful feedback, great inspiration, and tune into yourself and look at where you just take a pause. Where are you going? What's the plan? Is this the right direction? Without a lot of different outside influences tugging at you at that moment, give this space to yourself. So we've just got a few more minutes here, and I want to say thank you to you, Bernardo, for putting something like this on. It's very comprehensive, very well done, and I take great pride in the pride that you put into it, and I can feel that.
Well, thank you so much. We do it because we care. We really do. And as I said, I think kind of ultimately, you know, we see these events running all over the world. We see kind of like, you know, because there's a lot of people from the US that probably want to go to Europe. We're bringing a lot of talent from London over here. We're going to have a session, I say, the London is calling, because we've got a few people coming from London. But then also, you know,
Of our Londoners can go too.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think there's a big London community already behind it. So, but yes, I mean, I think the important thing is to, you know, have a look at the schedule. And the great thing is, once you've booked, you will receive a link to an app which allows you to have the schedule on your phone if you wanted to.
Great.
And then you can schedule the talks that you want to see. You can even set a reminder. You can even rate them. You can even engage with the speaker. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of very engaging and very interactive. But my suggestion is once you've looked at it, have a good look around. You know, we've got a divorce coach. We've got a love coach. We have obviously people with inspiring stories, like so many women. We have so many women there. I mean, you know, we're talking about women that are immigrants that have come in, you know, in Europe or whatever, and changed their lives and built amazing businesses. So we really have something for everyone. And I'm sure if people just have a good look through them, they'll see. So we're delighted to have you there. We're very excited about the event, and we can't wait to see you. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So come out and get your free ticket there, kpfk.org. You'll see the banner rotating, and you can just click on the Best You Expo. You'll see the free ticket option right there. I will be speaking Saturday night at 4:30. I look forward to seeing you all there and talking about how to reset your brain for prosperity and success. And I have a booth there. It'll have KPFK's logo on it and the Aware Show as well. So come up, say hi throughout the weekend. It's March 24th and 25th. So it's coming up in a couple of weeks. These free tickets are going to all go. So they are truly complimentary tickets. We're not asking for a premium. Yay. We're actually giving back to you because you give so much to us throughout the years. So thank you very much. I am Lisa Garr, and until next time, as always, I invite you to stay aware.